Hello.
My name is Dorothy. Return the call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, it's Christina.
Christina, how may I assist you?
I wanted to file a claim, but I wanted to do it over the telephone for this week.
Okay, may I have, I can assist you with that. May I have your Social Security number?
424 256898.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your Social Security number?
424 256898.
Your first and last name?
Christina Womble,
And may I have your date of birth?
12/1/80,
And may I have your mother's maiden name?
Newman.
Give me just a second. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
We have to go over a fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since you last filed unemployment compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
What was the reason for your breaking your claim?
I was laid off. They're downsizing.
No, but have you worked? Okay, have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, the next question says, what is the reason there's a break in your claim?
A break, what do you mean?
You filed a claim back in June. Why you filed? Why we filing a claim today? That means it's a break.
Because I'm still laid off. I still haven't got a job.
Okay, that's not a break in your claim. We understand that you laid off, that's why you filed another claim, but why is there a break between the time when you filed it and then and when you filed today? What is the reason why you're filing the claim between now and then today?
I've already filed three claims, and I talked to somebody a couple of days ago, and she's supposed to be working on those. But she told me I needed to call in because it was something to do with putting on wrong dates for when I was looking for jobs and stuff like that. So I filed a claim every week. They're just not approved yet, if that makes
Okay,
sense.
that's what I hear what you're saying. Okay, let me ask. So you're not working, you're still unemployed.
Correct.
Do you report any type of wages?
No.
Okay, there's only three reasons. So you haven't filed weekly certification then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do is file the weekly certification, yes.
No, you haven't filed weekly certifications. You, when you file your weekly claim, when you file your claim, when you filed your claim the last time, did you see it with the agent or you did it over the phone, over the computer?
The very first time I did it over the phone. Last week I did it over the computer.
Okay. Between the first
claims already.
Okay. But between you filing, if you're not report, if you're not having to go back to work, if you hadn't put any type of wages,
uh-huh.
The only reason that you have a breaking claim is that you're not able to file claims because your weekly certification is because you didn't file weekly certification at some point.
But I filed every week. They're pending.
Okay. Well, if you got a claim filed, then that's no need to us filing the claim then.
I got to file my claim this week.
We don't, okay. You, okay. Well, then you need to call 800-752-7389 then.
752, what was
the rest? Weekly certification.
800. Uh-huh.
Your weekly certification line is 800-752-7389. That's the number you call every week and report your three job search. Have you been doing three job searches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is the number you call to do your weekly certification.
Okay. So I need to call them.
Yes, you don't call this. You don't call the claims line every week.
Okay.
So what number have you been calling?
Well, they called me back. They sent me letters. They called
me
back.
No, you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying you said you have called. What number have you been calling?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what number I called the first time.
Okay, what number did you call last week?
Last week I did it over the computer. And she told me not to do it over the computer, to call it in for now on.
Okay.
Well, she told me on Saturday.
That's what she told me, ma'am?
That's what the lady told me on Saturday.
We're not open on Saturday, ma'am.
She called me back on Saturday.
Mm-mm.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. I got all the information.
Okay. Can you look on your phone? Can you look on phone and see what number they called you back from?
Let's see. 956-7300.
Mm-mm.
On Saturday, it's the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who called you that. Because the state of Alabama will be closed on the weekend. I'm sorry. I don't know who called you.
Yeah. But they called me. It's this Saturday. I went to, I talked to her. I got her name and information on. I have a client number and a claim number because it said something about my claim was rejected or was denied or something for some reason. And she called me back and after I called her and told me what was wrong. And she said she got it fixed and said it was pending approval.
And this was Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay.
And she said I need to call my claim this week over the telephone. So I just called the wrong department, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling back, though.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.